and any kind of love and truth to the me. That's the ego's idea of faithfulness. Okay? The course says, the course says faithfulness is nothing but how willing you are to apply what you're learning to every area of your life. And it's asking you, are there certain areas of your life you do not apply this truth to? And where you don't apply the truth, that's what it means to be unfaithful. It means I'm not taking the same attitude with everybody. It's saying that I'm not practicing the truth in my mind with everybody. I'm selecting some things out that I am not going to apply the truth to. For instance, if the truth says love is freedom, then I'll give freedom to everybody but you. I'm going to be unfaithful to you, which is funny because we call it faithful. But the truth is, I promise to be unfaithful to you because you're the one I'm not going to apply the truth to. I'm going to let everybody else be, but I'm going to have scripts for you, and I'm going to condemn you for not acting out those scripts. So really, I'm not being faithful to you, I'm being unfaithful to you. And this is the most unpopular thing you can say to anybody in the old thought system. And I have to constantly make a choice every time I do a class. Do I want to be a voice for the truth, or am I going to try to hold on to bodies coming to my class by making sure I don't say the things that are not threatening to the ego? And I always have to go through that in my mind, because what the course teaches is so opposite to what we've been taught that it's totally threatening to the fearful mind. And the truth is, if I'm faithful to you, then I'm going to apply the truth to you. I'm going to apply the truth to my problems. I'm going to apply the truth to everybody in my life, which means if I'm responsible for what I see, you're responsible for what you see. If I am taking responsibility for my reality, then I'm not responsible for your reality. You're also responsible for your reality. If I'm innocent on the inside and I make mistakes that need to be corrected lovingly, then you also are innocent on the inside and you make mistakes that also need to be corrected. In other words, I'm not going to exclude you from the rules that I'm applying to myself. I'm faithful to you. And each degree, I don't care how small it is worth achieving. So it's okay. If you're just doing it a little bit now, that's all right. Because what do we say? Readiness, what? Is not mastery. Readiness is what? Is not mastery. But if you're really being faithful, then this is what I'm being when I'm in your life, in the peace I want for you. I'm being consistent. I'm being honest. I'm being unswerving. I'm being full of trust. I'm not afraid. I'm being gentle with you. I'm being joyous with you. I'm confident with you. I'm tolerant with you. And I'm going to accept that what God says about you is the truth about you and not what I made up about you. If I'm faithful to you, then you truly are this innocent, unlimited being that creates your reality that only deserves happiness. That's God's definition of you, regardless of what my ego wants to say about what I think you did last night. If I'm faithful, I want to use love's description of you and not mine. Thank you for listening to this much tonight. We acknowledge us. You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to do the love offering, and then I'm going to do one more little quick review, really quick, with some major statements to have something to take with us. So we're talking about what? Ideas. We're talking about thoughts they create. You're not talking about your stuff. We're talking about thoughts. All right, so thank you for sharing with me in the love offering.
And I'm also an astrologer and a professional counselor.
Everybody makes mistakes, okay, now one or two. That don't make the dirty things that say about you. You tell them that was out here, baby, secrets. Watch me see my name. I don't even need those hands, but this is your mistake. Everybody get up.
Give it away.
Show them what
in order
you
to keep it.
Now I'm going to
when you walk out of here tonight, give away what you want to keep. Set the goal to make your life more simple. Give it away in order to keep it. The new thoughts you want, give them away in order to keep them. Your past didn't hold any mistakes. Everything that happened to you in your past benefited you and everyone around you. But you are willing to reconsider your decisions if they cause any pain to anyone, but your past held no mistakes. So we're gonna walk out and be more faithful. We're gonna walk out and we're gonna apply the truth to more and more people and more situations in our life. We're not gonna leave out anybody. As much as we can, we're gonna try to apply the truth to everyone. So if you are responsible for what you see, they are responsible for what they see. If you are creating your reality, then they are creating their reality. Don't let anybody guilt trip you. Don't let anybody guilt trip you. You are free and they are free, and you are free and they are free, and give away what you want to keep. Be certain that you're going to succeed. There's no possibility you won't succeed. Some of us to sing this song about heart. What do you want to do in your heart? I know what the world may say you should be doing, but what do you want to do in your heart? Your heart is much more powerful a manifestor than your mind. Follow the song of your heart, the words of your heart. By the love of God. I appreciate y'all. Thanks so much for coming out tonight.
Awesome beings. Yes.
You are a total and complete blessing.